And we have a lot to talk about with our next guest, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right in. Of course, this is our monthly check-in of our public information officers from the Rock Hill schools, from all of the schools.
Close
and,
by.
And yes, and this Tuesday, we are talking to Joe Burke, who is the chief communications officer with Fort Mill Schools. And Joe, a lot has happened in Fort Mill Schools since the last time we talked to you. I know the last time you were here, we were really gearing up for all of the end of the year activities. So bring us back up to speed.
Sure,
if you would.
Yeah, it's been definitely a busy month. So the biggest part of it, obviously, was we had graduation. Mm-hmm. We held graduation at the end of last month. We had roughly 1,300 graduates that got a chance to walk across the stage and close out their high school career. So that's obviously always a very, very a fun time and a very exciting. And the kids are always so, you know, happy and relieved to be done. But now the real life starts too. So I guess there's a lot of
of
next steps that have to take place. But we did have that happen. And correlation with that, we had what was became Dr. Epps' last graduations in the district because he's retiring at the end of this school year. And I mentioned last time it was very fitting that his last graduation was Fort Mill High School. It just happened to work out in the rotation that way. So that was pretty cool. You know, and it was just a great, fun day for everybody.
And speaking of Dr. Chuck Epps, he just received an award as well.
Yes. Last month, near the end of last month, SCASA, South Carolina Association of School Administrators, sorry, I have to get all my acronyms correct, actually presented him with the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is amazing. And for somebody who spent 49 years in education, 45 years of that right here in Fort Mill, is just amazing. So, but it goes far beyond that. It's all of his contributions he's made to the community in general, service work, the educational piece, all of that. And I do believe he's very well deserving of this. I think they take in usually about 3 people a year, and he was one of those. He also received the Order of the Palmetto from the state legislature, which is just an absolutely amazing honor. And again, I believe he's very deserving, but that is the highest civilian award our state offers. So, been a very, very great month for Dr. Epps, and I do think a wonderful way for him to close out his school year.
But can you please mention briefly the heartfelt gifts he got from the school board? I watched that meeting from the other week where, what was it, Christy Spears gave him like a bag of quarters?
Yes, yes.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this, but apparently they sometimes, every once in a while, they make a bet, 25 cents, on whether the meeting might go long or short or whether there's other things going on. So, you know, just a fun thing that did between each other. And from what I understand and what I saw that bag of quarters, Christy does not often win. Chuck, Dr. Epps apparently has been doing this long enough that he's pretty good at picking odds on these kinds of things.
Well, 45 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And that's a great segue into the new superintendent.
Yes.
Because since the last time you've been here, we have named the new Fort Mill superintendent.
Yes, our board completed their process, and it was a very in-depth process. It included a national search. We had an outside firm that came in and helped us run this. They went through a large number of qualified candidates that came in from all over the place. They got that down to 6 and then down to 3. And then we had our day in the district where all 3 candidates went around to all different places in the schools and culminated that evening with a community event where they got a chance to talk and hear and answer questions with the community. And from that, they made their selections after their last interviews and announced that Gray Young will be our next superintendent starting in July when Dr. Epps retires. And Gray, of course, currently serves in the district right now.
Right. I was about to say he was an internal candidate. He's also been with the district for pretty much his entire career.
I believe it's his entire career. About 25 years, I think, is what I remember him saying. He is also a Fort Mill native, graduate of Fort Mill School District. And comes from a family of educators.
His parents are both
enshrined in the Hall of Fame in the district. His mom most recently going in, and his dad went in a few years ago. So very long lineage of education in general. And honestly and truthfully, just a very enthusiastic person about education and education in Fort Mill.
Absolutely. Well, we had an event, Tyler and I talked about it some this morning, but a big groundbreaking event that took place here in York County yesterday. Of course, it was the groundbreaking event for that Ag Center that it's going out to Western York County. But what Tyler was so impressed with, and you can speak on this more too if you want to, Tyler, was all of the collaboration between not only the counties and the cities and municipalities, but the school districts as well. And I know that Fort Mill was there. What is your perspective on what participation is going to look like for the Ag Center there from Fort Mill School District.
Sure, and that's something that that is a question. It's like, why are you guys participating in something that's going out in Western York County? Well, the reality is that we have quite a large number of FFA and 4-H students in our district. They are very involved. We actually saw data on a lot of the competitions and events that they host that Fort Mill is actually one of the higher represented school districts at these events. And in schools and education, one of the main things you're always looking for is partnerships. You can always provide more to students when you work together. And this particular initiative that's going to build this ag arena over in Western York County is going to become a venue for all of these types of events that our students right now currently travel a very long way to participate in. They often have to leave the county, a lot of times traveling far across the state to be able to participate in these events. So it's going to give them an option local to home to participate, but at the same time also to host and bring people into our area and let them see what our students are doing, which would honestly allow for a little more participation from our students because it is not that far travel. It's not that far outside of our zones. But that is a huge program in our district, and we're very proud to be able to partner with this and be a part of this initiative and put this together. I'm excited to see it. I think it's going to be neat. A lot of people don't think of that when you think of schools, all the extracurriculars that come into it. Yeah, you might think of sports and football and baseball and those kinds of things, but the FFA and 4-H programs are huge, and they actually have future potential for students because it's career building, it's life building as well, and offers a wide range of different areas they can go into after being in these programs.
Joe, do you know where they were going before? I didn't ask that yesterday. I feel like there's one in Aiken, and I think there's one up in North Carolina, but it's like northern North Carolina. Yes. Do you know?
I don't know for specifically, but I had heard that Aiken was one of the trips they had made and that they had to go into North Carolina and leave the state to participate in a lot of these events. I think they've done some stuff down in Columbia at different times with the fairgrounds down there.
Fairgrounds.
I think that's the closest one.
Yeah, and this is going to be used for not just horses, so they'll have all kinds of events there. They'll have the horse shows side, but they'll also have the animal shows. They'll have different things like veterinarian clinics and things that will go on at these places. Like it, when you heard the students talk yesterday and talk about the different things that they work in different areas, different animals, that kind of thing, it was really neat. So like I said, partnerships is very key, and I love being able to see our entire county come together to do something like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. And there's still a lot, you know, people think about Fort Mill and the growth, and, you know, it's kind of becoming, it's like a city, you know, a city feel, but there's still a lot of farms and a lot of land in Fort Mill.
Yeah, so we do still have rural areas, and we have students that are involved in those rural type projects, and it's good that we have this avenue and outlet for it. So we want to be able to offer something to students for every aspect, whether it's on this side or on the auto body side or in sports or in academics, whatever. We want to make sure that we have those opportunities for our students.
Absolutely. All right, well, we can't have you here without, you know, asking about this. And so where are we, Silfab Solar, the studies, the school district? What is that looking like?
Sure. And I mentioned this previously. Last time I was here, we were in the process of working through a contract. And now I can tell you we have finalized that contract with Citadel EHS. They are a national environmental health sciences company. They have every aspect of environmental safety assessment, whether they're looking at air quality monitoring or testing or data review of the chemicals in use, that kind of thing. So that has actually been moving forward now for a couple weeks. We just had a recent presentation from Julie Wojanowski from Citadel, who also happens to be in their local office here. She came in and talked to our board about the scope of work. So they are underway right now. There's a couple of pieces of this. First, they are reviewing all of the data from the Silfab facility, looking at their chemical storage, looking at their emergency response, all of their plans, their air quality monitoring plans, all of that. And then on our sites, they're looking for obviously any type of mitigation factors that we maybe need to add or would need to consider adding, possible ongoing air quality monitoring should the facility open and operate. And then also we are looking to pursue the WELL health safety rating, which is just an additional health safety rating that is available if you want to go in and put in the extra effort to make sure that your buildings are up to that standard. And then you have to submit all of your documentation to the organization that provides that and certifies it. They review everything. They say, okay, yes, you meet this quality standard or you don't. And then you're awarded that certificate if you do, in fact, meet that. So we are pursuing that as well through Citadel. That is another service they're helping us with. So it's kind of a multifaceted piece. And again, this is just phase one. Depending on once the assessment is completed and what recommendations may be in there, we will be looking to move forward from that afterwards.
But as of right now, everything is set to move in motion the way that the Fort Mill schools have said schools are going to open.
Yes, our schools right now are slated to open. The elementary will open this year in August, and then the middle will open next year. And again, we're opening these schools to alleviate the growth. We have several hundred students that are in current freezes right now. We have the lines redrawn so that we can get everybody back into their zoned school. So as of now, it is planned to open in August on schedule.
All right. And we've got about another minute. Real quick, we know that Fort Mill Schools have now offered some athletic stipends or new athletic coaching stipends.
Sure. That's one thing we've been looking at in our district is where we're at with our athletic coaching stipends and see where we fit within the state. We have, you know, traditionally been well below in the state average on our coaching stipends and coaching pay for all of our sports, not just one particular. And we have not raised our athletic participation fee in 10 or 15 years. So it's been set at that $100 mark for the last 10 to 15 years. And that money goes to pay for a lot of things. It goes to pay for some of the coaching stipends, the travel, the equipment, all of that stuff. And so we've kind of looked at it. And in order to be able to retain our coaches and attract it, you know, coaches into our area, we did need to look at raising those stipends up. And we did that in conjunction with raising the athletic fee to $150 for students who are participating in sports and band. Actually, both of those are together. So we were able to do that with our stipends and kind of bring our coaches more in line with what we're seeing on the state average side.
Sounds good. Tyler, yep. You good? Anything else?
Oh, no.
That was a lot to cover.
I've talked to some Fort Mill coaches. They're happy. They're And listen, we talk all the time about recruitment and retention
right,
of teachers all across the country. You got to do the same with coaches, too.
Well, a lot of our coaches are teachers, so yeah, that's, right. that's the flip side of this.
And a lot
so.
Of it is safety. You know, yes. It's keeping the kids safe. And
well, you want to
have that equipment.
You want to have competitive programs. You want to have competent coaches. And you want to have, you know, programs that the students are safe and enjoy and come in and be a part of. And all of that plays into this.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, it's always a pleasure. Of course, this is Joe Burke, the Chief Communications Officer from Fort Mill Schools.